I voted for Donald Trump. 3 years later, I'm not real proud of that. But like a lot of folks around here, I was desperate. Washington seems like they forgot about us. And, well, we were ready to try anything. Kamala Harris gets that. And she understands that we're not a bunch of angry racists. We just want a fair shake. I'm voting for Kamala Harris in the presidential primary. And I hope you will, too.
Ted Cruz? I mean, just look at him. It's like somebody crossed a Munster with Leisure Suit Larry. He's dishonest and a coward. He wouldn't even stand up to Donald Trump when he insulted his wife and father. And now he goose-steps wherever the president points him. Enough. It's time for change, Texas. It's time for Beto O'Rourke.
I'm Beto O'Rourke, and I approve this message.
He's been in New York politics for practically his whole life, lining his pockets with donations from fat cats like a squirrel hiding nuts for the winter. Of course, when it comes to the tough issues, the nuts disappear. And Joe Crowley votes over and over again for his corporate donors, instead of the people. New York is tired of no-nuts Joe. In this primary season, vote for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the 14th District. The Seashore Initiative will help the Gulf Coast recover and create jobs at the same time. It's just a few dollars from our paychecks each month, but it will be enough to pay for the people and equipment we need to clean up our state's shoreline. Vote yes on Prop 277. Vote yes on the Seashore Initiative.
Big corporations. They're destroying America, replacing people with robots, cutting benefits, and driving more and more hardworking Americans to the desperate hustle of the gig economy. We can stop them, but only if we act together. Call your congressperson and tell them to support a living wage.
Paid for by ISOPAC.